I'm Debbie Dashinger. Welcome to Dare to Dream. Be inspired to live big and bold and take action to turn your dreams into your reality. Go beyond obstacles and limits of your thinking. Accelerate results to catapult yourself to success. I'm a visibility expert who gives media makeovers to clients, booking them on media interviews and turning their books into international bestsellers with guaranteed results. Join me at DebbieDashinger.com. Dare to do great things. Dare to shine. It's all about you becoming a visionary and leading the pack. Welcome to your daring new life. Yes, it's two for Wednesday here on Dare to Dream, which means I'm bringing two of the hottest people to you. They're going to share completely diverse and phenomenal information later on today. And hey, I'm Debbie Dashinger. It's so great to be here with you on Dare to Dream today. And I hope you feel super inspired at this time, really motivated to take whatever your dream is and turn it into your reality, whatever it takes to get there. And who's going to be on later? Well, I want you to be intrigued because Michelle P.W. is here. She'll be first up, and she's considered one of the hottest direct response copywriters and marketing consultants in the industry. Michelle's going to explain love-based business and love-based goals. And later on in the show, we've got Bob Gilpatrick here. He's an advanced holistic therapist who's going to share the new science of holistic nutrition, how we can manage stress and anxiety, and how Boomer Boost is changing weight loss and the quality of longevity with a youthful life. So they'll both be on a little later today. I want to talk to you about ending suffering, the end of suffering. What would that mean to you to end any suffering that's ongoing in your life? Here's my recommendation and my thoughts for you around this. Being present right here, right now, shows us that the spiritual journey into the heart of awareness, the present moment, is not an idle, impractical indulgence. Realizing our true nature is ever-present awareness. We are ever-present awareness. We are the now. That's how we attain our full human potential. And in reclaiming our timeless essence, we release ourselves from the bonds to our past and future. Those bonds are what keep us in separation, fear, and suffering. And as we all right now make a choice, a conscious choice, we can step into the here and now. As we step into the here and now, we heal our past and come to the end of suffering. So my thought for you for today is, my vision of healing is the end of suffering. Ludwig Wittgenstein said, if we take eternity to mean timelessness, then eternal life belongs to those who live in the present. Nice. Nice way to start, right? To be right here, right now. Fully right here, right now. No distractions. Let them all go. You can just breathe and choose. So indeed, I'm going to breathe and choose the first guest today, who's Michelle P.W. She's the best-selling author of the Love-Based Business series of books on how to sell more with love and build a solid, profitable business on a foundation of love. In addition, Michelle owns a copywriting and marketing company, along with writing and publishing fiction. To grab your free book from Michelle, which is called How to Start a Business You Love and That Loves You Back, visit lovebasedbiz.com. Michelle, it is so great to have you on Dare to Dream. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here, too.
I know. We met last September. We had a great connection. And you're finally here. So I'm really looking forward to our love-based conversation today.
Well, and I loved what you said about the suffering piece of it, because, yeah, that's a big piece of what I talk about as well. So what a beautiful way to start.
Well, then let us start there. I like that nice transition. What is the difference for you, the expert? You teach this. You write about this. This is part of your business and who you be. What is the difference between being love-based and being fear-based.
So everything, the more I've delved in, or the more I've dug into this work, I've realized that pretty much everything in our lives is really built on a foundation of love or fear. I discovered this through copy, because this is direct response copy. These are writing those long sales pages that you find online and you're like, why is this so long? Does anybody read this anyways? What's the price? That's, everybody hates them. Well, not everybody, but a lot of people hate them. And the reason why, it's because they tap, a lot of them tap into fear. All emotions are under either love or fear. And one of the key things, that's why the suffering piece is just so powerful, is what fear-based copy really does is it not only taps into pain, which I don't actually believe pain on its own is fear-based. What I do believe, though, is when they agitate the pain, which is a very, very traditional, typical selling and copy and marketing technique, when they agitate that pain, it turns it into suffering. And suffering is just not, I mean, that's when it goes over the edge to fear-based. But if you want to persuade anybody to do anything, it doesn't matter if it's getting your kids to go to bed at a certain bedtime or sell a product or service, you need to tap into emotions. And that's how, you know, emotions kind of got, that's why it became so clear to me about the copy and marketing, how emotions was such a big part of it. And then as I dug into that, I started to see how really it happened. It was every part of our lives is touched by this.
This is so amazing, because you are speaking to me and my tribe, and this is what we deal with all the time. We're going to do a webinar, we're going to do a class, we're going to put out a book, a product, our services, our coaching, and it's always that. What's the biggest problem your clients talk about? If you, you know, do a survey, do something to find out the pulse. And once you do, speak to that, put that right up there in the bullet point so they all know this is what sucks in your life, and then get to the yummies and say, and this is how I can help. So I want to ask you, when you say that, that those pain points are what leads to suffering, are you somebody who believes in using that in copy and in business, or do you feel it doesn't even belong?
No, I believe it does belong, and this is why. So I do think that pain is a part of life. You know, there are people out there who are born and can't feel physical pain, and they tend not to live very long because pain is your body's way of letting you know there's a problem. You know, pain helps us grow emotionally, helps us grow spiritually. You know, pain, that's just part of our existence. Pain is here. And I think that respectfully acknowledging your ideal prospect's pain is the key. Because quite honestly, I think if you don't even talk about pain, if you don't even bring it up, it's disrespectful, because your ideal prospects are truly in pain right now. So acknowledging that and so that they understand it and they feel understood. You know, it's almost like, I think we've all had this experience too, like, you know, something bad has happened in our lives and we're crying and there's a person with us that says, you know, there, it's going to be okay. Even if, you know, just stop crying, everything's going to be fine, even when it's not going to be fine. And we all know it. But they're not asking you to stop crying for you. They're asking you to stop crying for them, because because your crying is triggering their feelings and they don't want to feel their feelings. This is all subconscious, by the way. Nobody is, I don't think any, very few people of anybody is doing this purposefully. So there's no blame or judgment here. It's just, that's kind of how it works. So the thing is, though, when you agitate the pain, that's disrespectful. And that's when you turn it into suffering. And the suffering piece, you know, really twisting the lot into knife, that's what a lot of people, you know, shy away from. And that's what a lot of people think of when they talk about bringing pain up in the copy and marketing. But you don't have to do that. You just have to respectfully acknowledge it so that they understand and feel understood.
Tell me what is a love-based business? And maybe give me an example of how you or one of your clients use this.
So to me, what it is that if you know, all of us have, you know, both love-based and fear-based emotions. And fear-based emotions are things like, you know, fear, anxiety, worry, of course, but then also grief, anger, shame, guilt, jealousy, all of that is under fear-based. And for many of us, We don't want to feel our fear-based emotions, which makes sense. They don't feel very good. So we take a lot of actions to keep ourselves from feeling the, like when we feel a little tinge of something, we take action so we don't feel it, because, you know, we're trying to kind of push it away or bury it or numb it or whatever it is. So those actions could be anywhere from, you know, taking a drink, overeating, eating the foods that aren't good for us, causing drama in our life, starting a fight, you know, gossiping, busyness, anything like that that we're doing to keep ourselves from feeling the fear. So to me, a love-based business, there's a few levels of this, so I'm kind of starting at the deep one. To me, a love-based business is a business where you're not taking actions you're not taking the action in order to not feel the fear. So if a fear-based emotion is coming up, you're not, so in other words, like with your business, let's say you really need money, you know, and we've all been there. There's no shame. But you know, you need money for next month to pay next month's bills. So if you're in fear, you start running around like a chicken with your head cut off. Maybe you start spinning around. Maybe you start sending out emails or just to say, oh, I'm going to do a launch. I'm going to launch a product. Or I'm going to put a product on sale. Or I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. All of those actions are because of the fear. So you're taking that action, your marketing is taking the action based on fear. Therefore, you're kind of building your business, and any money that you generate from that is coming in with that emotion of fear attached to it. Whereas for love-based, you feel the fear, but you don't let it control you. You don't let it control your actions. You respond versus react. So that's one level that I feel it is. So it's like you are not allowing your fear-based emotions to dictate your actions. And then another piece of it is that your business, you love your business. I think that's important. And it's something we don't always talk about. But I mean, I think you really need to love your business. I think your business should fulfill you in the ways you want it to fulfill you. So for some people, that might mean that it's part of your purpose. For some people, it might mean it's part of your passion. It's making a big difference in the world, you know, or maybe it's just something that you enjoy doing and is providing for your family. It really doesn't matter. It's how you define it, but it needs to be fulfilling that. And then, of course, your business should love you back by giving you the time and time freedom and financial freedom so that you can live your life. Your business shouldn't be your life. It should be a way to, you know, to enhance your life, support your life. So that's kind of how I see it, is that you're not building your business on running away from your fear-based emotions. You love your business. You love what it is. You love the business model. You know, your business is supporting you, and then your business is providing you with financial and time freedom.
And what if you're doing all that, and you mentioned about your business loving you back? What if it's not? What about, because there are people I know, and I think they're genius, and I see that for some reason they're not getting the financial money that they deserve. They're struggling, and that causes a whole domino in someone's life, that stress, that struggle. So what if you're not getting the love back from your business?
That's a really good one, and I was there too. So this has been my, I think that's part of the reason why I've been teaching it, because this has been, certainly been my bugaboo over the years. There are a lot of answers, because everybody's money story is a little different. So, but I think some of the things to look at is your own personal money story and how you are dealing with money. And I do feel like that's one of the places to start, because your business is a reflection of you. And so if you are somehow, like for me here, I can do it with me. For a while, I was just focused on whatever, you know, my business just had to make a lot of money. And I was convinced that the more money I made, if I made a certain level of income, I would feel better. So I had put into this idea of money as me feeling peace, even though the two really had nothing to do with each other. So my first thing was I needed a six-figure business. If I had a six-figure business, all my problems would be solved. I created a six-figure business, and I still felt stressed and anxiety around money. Okay, so then maybe I need a multiple six-figure business. So I did that. And then that didn't change anything. So then I got it all the way up to half a million, which is, what it's kind of around now. But the anxiety didn't shift. In fact, if anything, it got worse. I got more full of anxiety, more worried, more stressed. And it was only when I finally changed my relationship with money that it all began to come into that it began to come into balance. And I realized that what I was looking to, what I wanted money to solve in my life, when I solved it for myself, which was for me to feel peace and to feel secure, when I started to find that peace and security in myself, then I was able to bring in money and not have it be perpetrating that same financial, anxiety. So I would say, so one of the so some of the steps tips I would look at is, looking at your relationship with money, looking at what you want money to bring to you. Because, I mean, I was making, even when I was making a half a million dollars a year, I still would tell you I was broke, even though I wasn't broke. So I think that could be something. So I would love for you to, are you really broke, or is it just what you're feeling that you're broke, or is it that your expenses are so high that the money's getting turned around so much? So there can be some tactical things to look at, but then there's also your feeling around it.
Well, we're going to take a break. This is pretty profound, actually, conversation and information, and I think a lot of people can resonate. You gave them a lot of tips to take a look and start to think at, because I'd like to see people have more peace around this subject so that they can get back to the love. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to find out more from Michelle on love-based goals. What are they? How can you set them? And what does that mean to align and manage your dreams and goals? And this is Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger. If you enjoy drinking wine, gifting bottles of wine, tasting wine, go to Direct Sellers, that's CellARS as in a wine cellar, directsellers.com/876610, 876610, long-time certified wine experts. Choose wine from all over the world and deliver them to your home or business. You receive tasting notes in your box of wine and wine pairing recommendations. You can join the club and receive wine that you're going to rave about. I promise I am. Or if you want, start a wine business with no back office. Just have three people sign up and you receive your monthly wine free. How does it get any better? With cash in your pocket. Again, it's directsellers.com/876610. This is exquisite wine at below retail prices. You can create an explosive business that's all done for you. Send wine as gifts or have the wine sent to you. Go to directsellers.com/876610. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Whether you're a wine novice, a wine lover, or a wine specialist, you will love directsellers.com/debswinewonders because it's sourced from boutique artisan vineyards from around the world. Give the wines as gifts for colleagues to bring to social situations or just enjoy it with family and friends. The box of wines I've been receiving from directsellers.com/debswinewonders are superb, to be frank. They take care in the wine they choose. Their in-house wine experts ensure that the members get only the best. They've been tasting and selecting wine for over 15 years. The goal with this club is to send you wine that you love. Each month, our experts select great premium wines from wineries around the globe. Your satisfaction is guaranteed at directsellers.com/debswinewonders. That's direct, CellARS.com/debswinewonders.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ADS at debbiedashinger.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email ads at debbiedashinger.com. That's ads at debbiedashinger.com.
When making the decision to hire a coach, find a pro who delivers. Debbie Dashinger is an expert with an impressive platform that gets results. Let go of issues and shift your life into brilliance. Go to www.debbiedashinger.com. That's D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R, debbiedashinger.com. Debbie believes that we are each meant to shine our light and fulfill our unique path. Hire a coach who delivers. www.debbiedashinger.com.
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
If you're tuning in after we've started, this is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream. I'm interviewing Michelle P.W. You can find her at lovebasedbiz.com. You know, Michelle, I think it's so funny. I've read that at 3 years old, you taught yourself to read because you wanted to write stories, and your writing journey, my goodness, you put out a lot of books. You're really living it, living what your passion is. You have a new book, Love Based Goals. I have it right here next to me. I just finished reading it. Amazing. Your Guide to Living Your Purpose and Passion. It's really chock full of amazing information. Also, heart love-based information for goals. So talk about that. I'd love to hear first, why were you obsessed with goals and productivity?
You know, and the fact that you brought up the fact that I was taught myself to read at 3 years old is actually the reason why, because I wanted to write stories. And then I said, you know, when I started my business, I was a freelance copywriter back in 1998. Part of that was so that I'd have time to write my books. And then you know what happened? I never had time to write my books. So for a long time, I was convinced that it was an organizational problem. It was a planning problem. It was, a productivity problem, a time management problem. So I kept looking for hacks and new systems and new this, and none of that worked. And not even the personal development. I started to go down that route and tried the meditation and journaling, and that actually didn't work either. It was when I really realized that I was not the person that I needed to be in order to write the books. I needed to actually change myself, who I was. And that's when I actually got this whole, I think, the whole idea around love-based goals, because I really think love-based goals, these are the goals that are whispers from your soul. So your soul wants you to become the highest level of person that you're supposed to be. And these goals are there to help you transform, because the only way these goals are going to actually come true is if you are this person. So I was able to take all of that research over the years on productivity hacks and organizational I included that in the book too, along with the mindset stuff, because I think it all comes together, because you do need to be able to organize your day. And I certainly got better at organizing my day, but it wasn't really till I took the step forward and became the writer that I was always meant to be, that I was actually able to finally get all the books out.
I so resonate with what you're saying, like hugely so. I think that people like us who actually had issues around creating dreams and goals and then found a method, a recipe to get through our issues to the other side, it really is ours to teach. We made our mess our message. And it's so beautiful that you're sharing this information with people and all the exercises in here. So we're really getting down to it. I'd like to know, can you give us one tip, and especially a tip that you see people over and over out in the world, Michelle, a quick tip, what can we do? Either avoid that we're doing, that you see a very common pattern in sabotaging goals, or something we can implement that you also see as a pattern that we haven't even thought to implement in order to actually create the goal.
So I love that. I'm going to do sabotaging, because one of the things that I did myself, and I see a lot of other people, is when we're doing a goals and or, you know, and some sort of fear-based emotion comes up, you know, and we end up procrastinating or not focusing or whatever it is, or sitting on the couch eating chocolate, you know, whatever it is. And so what I would love to invite everybody is, when the next time you're working on your goals and you start getting the little critical voice in your head telling you you can't do it, or you shouldn't do it, or there's something better that you need to do, or whatever it is that you're running from, just sit with it and breathe into that emotion. So don't take action. Don't spin around what you normally do. You know, don't try to avoid it or procrastinate. Just sit there and breathe and feel whatever it is that's going to come up, because that's actually really a key in order to kind of like start to clear out what's blocking you from actually making your goals come true.
And what about you? This is Dare to Dream. What are you next, Dare to Dream? Michelle, what are your future dreams and goals?
Well, so I'm going to come out with my first fiction book, 3-book series next
Yay.
Year in 2018.
Wonderful.
So that's a big one.
Well, okay, so you're really out there. And, you know, you don't really brag on yourself, so I will a little bit so people understand who I'm talking to. But, you know, Michelle was one of the big team members for Lisa Sasevich. And there might be other people you can mention that you've worked with.
Brian.
I don't mind if you... Yeah.
Oh, you don't mind? Yeah, Brian Tracy, Shanda Sumpner, Allie Brown. So I know you're right. I'm trying to step into this. So one of the things that I talk about love-based copy is, over the past 8 years, you know, I use love-based copy and we sold $50 million worth of products and services. So it really can work.
Yep, that's huge. Love-based copy, how to use it, by someone who has used it, to get some of the names you know and have heard where they are right now. I mean, she's really been crucial to all of that. So I just have to say how much I've loved having you here. And where can people connect with you?
So lovebasedbiz.com is a great place to start. That's also got all my social networking, because I'm on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all that. So if you go there, you'll get links to everything. So lovebasedbiz.com is the perfect place to start.
Thanks for being on, Michelle. Really enjoyed you.
Thank you for having me.
This is Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream Radio. If you want to have exquisite wines sent direct to your home with food pairing notes, go to directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. And we come back, we've got Bob Gilpatrick here with us to talk about longevity and some nutrition facts you've never heard before. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour, and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness, the Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside, waiting to release your message to the world? Go to mybestsellerbook.com. My bestseller book will launch your book to a guaranteed bestseller status. Learn more at mybestsellerbook.com.
Research shows we apologize up to 10 times a day, and most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, sorry, I'm rambling, you say, thank you for listening. Join us at ProjectForgive.com, a free non-religious resource on global forgiveness.
Do you love wine? Do you enjoy drinking it or sharing it? Well, maybe you know a lot about wine, maybe you don't. Thanks for entrusting me with picking and choosing the most amazing wines from all over the world and delivering them to your home or business. You will receive as few or as many bottles of wine as you like with tasting notes in your magical box of wine detailing the regions, the history, and even food and wine pairing. We will deliver to you the best wine in the world. So get in, get wine, get social at directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. Sit back and truly enjoy our wines, because we take great pride. We have invested a great deal of time selecting the most incredible wines from all over the world we know you'll enjoy and want to share. At directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. That's direct, CELLARS.com/DebsWineWonders. Yum.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Please join us every Saturday morning for Temple of Health Radio Show, brought to you by Plastikos and Millennium Healthcare. Our holistic medical practices in Atlanta are committed to community education. Our shows bring you national authors on topics of health alternatives.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 radio stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com.
If you're tuning in after we've started, this is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream Radio. And now I'm going to introduce you to Bob Gilpatrick. He is a holistic health therapist and certified holistic nutritionist. Bob's been a guest on numerous radio and TV, including The Evening News with Peter Jennings. And Bob is the author of Vibrant Living, Keys to a Healthy Lifestyle. Thousands of people already have transformed their lives connecting with Bob and the company he founded, Boomers Forever Young. Bob's cutting-edge anti-aging techniques help people restore their lives, look and feel younger, and experience vibrant energy and libido at any age. You can find him at boomerboost.com or call 727-443-2500. Please feel free to tell them Debbie sent you or Dare to Dream, and they've got some special gifts for you and will help you out on your particular nutrition needs. Bob, I have been waiting for this conversation, so welcome to Dare to Dream.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Debbie. I've been waiting as well. I'm really happy to come on and talk with you.
Yeah, pleasure. You're a holistic health expert. You talk about the revolution against death and aging. Love that. So what is this uprising and upheaval all about? What is the revolution?
Well, the revolution is scientific research that's been going on for many, many years now, where anti-aging scientists have been discovering step by step each of the pieces that needed to come together in the puzzle so that we could all attain physical immortality. And all of those pieces have now been put in place. And there are a few companies in the world, including mine, that are able to advise people and provide things for them that can visibly and demonstrably slow down their rate of aging, de-age people, and get them to be able to stay at a certain spot at a very young age. And we've been doing that now for about 6 years, and it's working really well.
Yeah, you and Larry started Boomers Forever Young in 2010. I know you're having great success. And so the people who use your health products, or even you and Larry, because, I mean, you look great, and I know your partner lost a bunch of weight, and you guys look young and fit. What have you seen that happens using your products from your own use or your clientele?
Well, with Larry, see, we started the company because I had come to help Larry with a business project, actually, here in St. Petersburg, Florida. And he needed a lot of help with his health. He was on 11 medications, and he had just had surgery, and he needed a couple more surgeries. And so while I was helping him with a computer project, I also started helping him with his health, which is kind of what I do with everybody I come across that needs that help. And so I started giving him anti-aging nutrition that I was familiar with and used myself, and very quickly he started to feel a lot better. And we had tested his blood, Debbie, right at the very beginning, because he seemed so old for his age. He was 65, but he seemed much older. And he had some very good reasons for that. He had been poisoned in a paint shop and different things like that. And sure enough, his blood work biomarkers showed that he was actually more like an 85-year-old.
Wow.
And so as I started helping him, he lost in the first couple of months. He started feeling a lot better, and he lost a bunch of weight. And after 6 months, he'd lost 50 pounds, and he had gained a bunch of muscle, and he was able to get off all his meds, and he canceled his surgeries. And the best part was he really got his life back. He was able to go back to doing all the things that he loved doing. And now he's 72 years old. He's much, much younger, and he can participate in all of the activities he loves, like mountain climbing, rappelling off of mountains, scuba diving. He just finished a trip a couple days ago, scuba diving with whale sharks. And so you can imagine the change in his life and how happy he is now.
It sounds like it. And I'm wondering, and I'm going to get a little bit back to this anti-aging in a minute. I hope to circle back around, because I think it's really fascinating what you're talking about. One of the things I know that you work with is inflammation. I find that whole subject fascinating, and I'm very sensitive, so I really pay attention when I eat, and I can see how my body reacts when it's just benign to something or when it's definitely like, we don't like this so much. We're going to get a little puffy here. So foods that cause inflammation and how to get rid of it. I'm just curious, what is the process there?
Well, you know, inflammation is a really big problem, as you say. It's the precipitator for 7 of the top 10 causes of death. And one of the ways that you can measure your inflammation is with a test called CRP, or C-reactive protein. It's one of the biomarkers of your age. So when they test you to see how old you seem, like with Larry, when he recently had a blood test for his life insurance, they called his agent and said, thank you very much, Stuart. This is the healthiest person you've ever sent us. And he gets superior preferred status, but there seems to be an error. It says he was born in 1945, but his biomarkers say that he looks like a 33-year-old man. And that inflammation marker is one of the main ones that they use. So you put out this C-reactive protein in your liver in response to inflammation. And so nowadays, you can alter your diet primarily by taking in less sugar or things you know you're obviously allergic to, gluten, et cetera. And you can use the new compounds that are part of the discoveries I mentioned earlier that are so highly anti-inflammatory that your inflammation almost completely disappears. And the reason that's important is that human beings are aging because of inflammation. We're like a log that's burning in the fire. And over time, you know, 100 years, we burn ourselves up. And because we're creating more inflammation than we are restoration. But nowadays, with the new discoveries, you can quiet your rate of burn down so low that you can actually rebuild your body faster than you're burning it up. And the primary thing that has allowed us to get to this point is there's a compound your body makes called superoxide dismutase, or SOD, and it's like a Pac-Man molecule that's looking for the things that cause inflammation, and it neutralizes them. And up until just recently, you couldn't really get adequate amounts of SOD by mouth. Your body does make it, but as you age, you make less, and that's why you age faster as you get older. But now there's stabilized SOD you can take by mouth in the form of a powdered sprouted barley seed product that you can take by mouth, and your inflammation immediately goes down. The average person has a number of 3 of their inflammation on the test, and we have people that have gone down to below 0.1. We can't even measure their inflammation anymore.
Fascinating. And so the Boomer Boost and Bar, is that barley too? Is that your product?
Yeah, the barley, too, is what we call the gladiator's barley. It's the seed line from the time of the gladiators, and they grow these seeds in these pristine organic farms up in northern Canada, and then when they harvest the seeds, they're able to sprout the seeds all at the same time, and then as they go through their metamorphosis, they identify the point when they're at their highest potency, and then they stop the seeds from sprouting. And they're able then to dry them out and grind them into a fine powder. And they have a nutrient stabilization process that makes it so the SOD does not deteriorate, because it has a half-life of only 10 minutes. And so by the time you receive a bottle of SOD at your house from the health food store, the SOD is actually gone. But now we have a stabilization process, and the product is so strong that you can, it's 400 times the potency of wheatgrass or barley grass. So you have to take it in very small amounts when you first start, otherwise you would detox too fast.
Oh,
but that's
wow.
When your inflammation begins going down is when you take this product with the SOD. And it's the holy grail of anti-aging. It's been for a long time the search for the discovery of a supply of SOD that would slow your rate of aging, and we now have it.
I'm so in. I hear this, and I love this conversation. I'm totally in. I don't mind being a human experiment with something that sounds so natural and phenomenal.
Well, listen to this, Debbie. We had a guy called us one day who has been using our products for a little while. He was in his 60s, and he was very, very frail. He the only thing he could do for exercise was walk up this little hill once. And he started using our products, and he started to be able to do it many times. Then he started going to the gym and working out, and he got to the point where he could work out for a whole hour, come home, and run up and down that hill 10 times. And he felt so good, he decided to have his mom try taking this barley and Boomer Boost. She was 96 at the time, and she turned 97 a couple of months later. And in that period of time, he was able to bring her out of the house. She was homebound and spent the day on the couch. And he was able to get her out of the house walking around. And now, twice a week, she goes to the gym with him. and does Zumba classes at the age of 97.
Oh, that's great. I want to be her when I grow up.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing. What a great story. And hearing you talk about this, you know, when I was reading your information and your website, and one of the words was oxidative stress and inflammation and why it's so important to get rid of these, and I thought, wow, oxidative stress, that's basically saying we're rusting. We're rusting from the inside out. You talk about fires and logs and rusting. I mean, these are not words we want to be using. We want to go the other way for longevity, and it sounds like barley, too, is one of the ways to get there. Well, we'll talk more about some of the other Boomer products and some of the ways we can employ cutting-edge anti-aging techniques that Bob will share with us that will change our libido, our energy, our youthfulness. This is Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger. Join me after the show on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
There's nothing wrong with you. What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Listen, do you hear that? It's the sound of your life running smoothly. A big part of harmony has to do with your thoughts. Are your issues ruining your life? Debbie Dashinger is a certified BARS facilitator who uses energy clearings on clients for healing, creativity, aging, sleep, money, and more. In a BARS session, you will begin clearing away issues and allow harmony and change. Book your BARS session at www.debbiedashinger.com.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
MediaMasteryRadio.com. Learn how to get booked on radio, be paid in money, time, and sales quickly while helping others through your media visibility. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn how to get on radio and be interviewed. Debbie Dutchinger is a success and media expert who is a proven professional. Go to MediaMasteryRadio.com. Stop struggling to acquire clients. Learn to achieve instant visibility to the masses. Book radio interviews for a profitable business. Learn to communicate what you do and get results at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following, enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
This is Debbie Dashinger. I'm speaking with Bob Gilpatrick and his Boomers Company. If you want to speak to Bob to find out about your health, and it sounds like it's a free consultation, Bob Gilpatrick can confirm this. The number is 727-443-2500, 727-443-2500. Is that an actual free call for them, Bob?
That's not a free call, but it's a free consultation. If they want to dial toll-free, just go on to our website, and our toll-free number is right there. Our 727 number is a little easier to remember, so that's why I put that one out in the auditory realm.
Great, okay, well, that sounds good to have a
call. Yeah, if they go to boomerboost.com, they'll find the 800 number is there.
And so what you and I were talking, you've been doing this since the 1970s, and this is your dream, researching and finding a way to the other side. And you have said before your dream has come true. You finally know that we can be immortal. So trust me, I know I'd like to know cutting-edge anti-aging techniques, anything that can change libido, energy, youthfulness. Talk to me, Bob. What is possible and what do you know?
Sure. Well, the other thing that people have to have, in addition to slowing down their rate of burn so that you can actually restore yourself faster, is you have to be able to take in by mouth or some type of a vibration. Otherwise, the properties that help you to restore yourself, so the basic building blocks of human life, are amino acids that get made into proteins in the human body. We make about 100,000 human proteins from our genetic code, but they're made from substrates. So we have to take in the right amino acids and the vitamins and minerals and metabolic enzymes and coenzymes in order for us to properly build our body. And so our kit that we put together, which was what restored Larry, is what we call the Youth Booster Kit. And we specifically designed it with the help of different scientists and biologists and doctors so that in one kit that only takes you 2 minutes in the morning to consume, you have every single thing that you need in order to restore your body at a very fast pace. Mm-hmm. And that's what people get in this Youth Booster Pro Kit. And in the same compounds that you mix in a glass of water, has the compounds that will slow your rate of aging with the antioxidants. And so it does this for you, the restore and the repair and the slowing of the rate of aging. Then there's another thing that's really important, Debbie. It's the idea that as people age, they have cells that are supposed to die and get out of the way to make room for new cells. And as we age, it gets harder and harder for the signal to get through to those cells that it's time to go ahead and die. And so now, though, there's another new discovery where it's been discovered that putting quercetin and resveratrol together, as they come together, they create a signal that tells these old cells to die and get out of the way before they can become problematic or simply make you very sluggish. And this is another compound that we get from the muscadine grape, and we call it super muscadine with resveratrol and quercetin. And you can take this.
Can I just check in with you? Quercetin, is that the compound that people use for leg cramps? Like it comes from quinine?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you
can
use it.
Interesting. And resveratrol, I know, is often associated with red wine.
Right. We get ours from the skin and the seed of the muscadine grape, because one's in the skin and one's in the seed, so you have to have both. And so we got a special formulation of this for us so that we can help people clear out all their dead cells that tend to slow you down.
Huge. You know, we're at the end here. I just want to let people know that your company, Boomer Boost, has products for energy, diet, weight loss, sleep, which I think a lot of people need, memory, also very big, detoxifying, and pain relief. So the best place for people to go for your products is boomerboost.com. And it sounds like this is different than anything else in stores or on the Internet. You agree?
Yes, we don't sell it in any stores, and the combination of these products that we put together are not available from any other company. We are pretty sure we're the highest level anti-aging nutrition company out there. And I also wanted to say, Deb, if people do go to boomerboost.com, there's a couple free things if people use the code Deb. And one of them is you can get free shipping on any order. And if you put in the promo code Deb, and also if you want a copy of my book, which is called Vibrant Living, Keys to a Healthy Lifestyle, if you go on to boomerboost.com, there's a little web form you can fill out with your email and type in Deb in the details section, and we'll get that book out to you right away.
Wow, beautiful. Bob Gilpatrick, thank you so much for being on Dare to Dream today. I've really enjoyed you.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me. I've been looking
forward
to it.
Yeah, you're doing great work. Thanks for keeping us alive. And again, people, it's boomerboost.com, and he's saying if you put in the code Deb, D-E-B, free shipping, and he'll send you a book. And I know he's got products out there, sometimes samples, so be sure to let him know that you came through Debbie. Also, you can call 727-443-2500 to speak with Bob for your free consultation. I end today's show with this quote from William James. Be not afraid of life. Believe that life is worth living, and your belief will help create the fact. Subscribe to my inspirational YouTube videos at youtube.com/DebOnTheRadio. And remember, the secret of success is having the courage to begin in the first place. Thanks for being with us today.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products, sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. Easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change it if I want. Nothing's impossible.